This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado has taken steps to make sure residents have access to COVID-19 vaccines. CPR's John Daly reports.
Governor Jared Polis asked the state health department and other state agencies to ensure that all Coloradans have access to updated COVID-19 vaccines. The health department issued a public health order to take several steps to expand access to the vaccines. The state's chief medical officer also issued a standing order to let pharmacists provide COVID-19 vaccines without individual prescriptions. It takes effect on Friday. The orders come after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. limited approval of the shot and questioned its availability. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
One of Colorado's new gun control laws is being challenged in court. Starting next summer, the measure requires people to do safety training and get a permit before they can buy guns that use detachable ammunition magazines. The Colorado State Shooting Association argues the law violates the Second Amendment. In Congress, a bill to ban stock trading by members of Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the idea has support from some of Colorado's delegation.
Several bills have already been introduced to stop members of Congress from playing the stock market. The Restore Trust in Congress Act takes all those bills and brings them together into one. Republican Chip Roy of Texas says taxpayers expect this.
They do not send us here to enrich ourselves while we are voting on the issues. They send us here to fix and address.
The bill would also ban stock trading by spouses and dependent children, but it would allow members of Congress to hold mutual funds. It has support from several Colorado Congress members, such as Joe Neguse, Jason Crow, Brittany Pedersen, Jeff Hurd, and Lauren Boebert. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Ahead this morning, and still undetermined, is whether Buc-ee's, the travel center, will come to Monument Hill on I-25. Palmer Lake Planning Commissioners recommended against the idea last night. It could ultimately be up to voters, and we'll hear where things are now a little later here on Morning Edition. This is CPR News.